The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Well, Stooch usually moves the goalposts on what Bad Take Boulevard, how it was born, how it was derived, how it was created. I just got dropped an interesting nugget during the break here live at Texas Tailgate on Texas Ave, your one-stop shop to pregame ahead of the Astros and White Sox for opening day. Andrew Carlson just told me that he was the creator of Bad Take Boulevard. He said that Cody used to call it Stupid Street, and then AC was like, you know what, that doesn't sound very good. That's a bad one. How about Bad Take Boulevard? And then Cody ran with it. So the creator of Bad Take Boulevard is actually Andrew Carlson, Blankers.
Okay. I'm a little dejected on this because I really firmly felt like you were the guy that was driving that bus, but evidently it was just driving down the street.
No, I leaned into it. Remember, Cody, the first time I heard that Bad Take Boulevard was whenever Cody was like, oh, yeah, the Texans should be 7-9. I'm like, you're crazy. The Texans should be 4-13 but instead of going 7-9 or 7-10 with a bunch of fighting Rex Burkheads.
I knew you two guys were duking it out literally to figure out who created it. I know that
I never duked it out on who created it. Cody absolutely created it. I never took credit for it.
Well, then it was with our show because he was really upset that we have a bit in our show that he felt like because he created it that he didn't capitalize on it and that was our fault for doing that. But I guess if AC was the guy, then except for AC being a snitch, I believe that AC deserves credit for that.
AC is the right creator of Bad Take Boulevard, not Cody Stutz. Earth breaking.
So he can't create clear pathways to get to remotes, but he can create Bad Take Boulevard. I got it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right, let's get to the three other quarterfinals of Bad Takes that are trying to play their way into the Bad Take Boulevard bracket semifinal, the final four. Last week that we did this, Yankee fans chanting, "We want Houston," secured the first berth to the final four of Bad Take Boulevard's bracket edition, the worst takes of the 2022-23 season. All right, we got the two playing the seven, a trip to the final four on the line. What do we got, Joe George?
All right, two seed, Bart Scott saying the Kansas City Chiefs will miss the playoffs. The seven seed, early on in last season, David Carr saying that in a redraft, Davis Mills would have been a top 10 pick and the second quarterback taken in that draft.
Okay. These were a couple of things that, like, Davis Mills was a little more popular at the time. Like, there were some people that were texting our show and calling our show being like, yeah, Davis Mills would have been drafted in the first round if we had a first-round redraft. So that one is a little bit more popular. It's still a really bad take, but it was a little more popular at the time as opposed to Casey will miss the playoffs from Bart Scott. I'm assuming this was after the Tyreek Hill trade.
Yes.
All of a sudden,
yes.
Pat Mahomes isn't going to have any weapons, which I made money off of that because I started pounding the KC's going to win the division because people thought Denver was good, Oakland was good, blah, 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 or Vegas was good, blah, 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 blah. I'm leaning Bart Scott here, Joel Blank.
I am too because I think that as outlandish as that turned out, that they not only made the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl. I think you're right. I think that at a time when there was a lot of people that I kept bringing up in discussions with you, too, that there were a lot of people in the media that said, hey, if he just stayed at Stanford for one more year, he would have been a first-round pick. And there was a lot of people that had a lot of hope and a lot of aspirations for Davis Mills. And I think that that's why it wasn't as unrealistic as Bart Scott saying, well, you take Tyreek Hill off the Chiefs, and that instantaneously means they're not going to make the playoffs. A lot of people had a lot of stock in Russell Wilson and the Broncos. We know how that turned out. But we also know how the rest of the regular season and the playoffs turned out. And I believe that that's a horrible take. Joe got that seeding right. I think Bart Scott wins it.
Yeah, Bart Scott, easy for me. I thought the 10 seed matchup versus David Carr was Chris Sims saying Gardner Minshew is better than Jalen Hurts and the Eagles were fine without him was the worst take. So I'm not going to advance the 7 seed. So easy sweep for Bart Scott in that matchup.
All right, chalk. Bart Scott advances to the Bad Take Boulevard Bracket Final Four. All right, the 4-5. This is always a tough one. Joe. Who is our 4 seed in our Bad Take Boulevard Bracket?
All right, we got Kendrick Perkins on ESPN saying the Warriors won't win another title ever after Steph Curry signed his new contract. Of course, they went on to win the championship last year right after he said it. And then at number 5, Joel, if you feel like doing an interpretation or impersonation, don't hurt your voice. John McClain in the Houston Chronicle saying Lovie Smith can go 0-17 and won't be fired.
Man, I mean, obviously.
Ooh. Both things happened.
Yeah, they did.
Both things happened.
Well, the Texans didn't go 0-17, but he got fired.
Yeah, but they didn't go as bad as.
But he basically was guaranteeing he wasn't going to get fired because there's no way they were going to do what they did, which is 2 coaches in 2 years and 2 African American coaches in 2 years.
They won 3 games and he still got fired, so that makes the take even worse. Like, yeah, if he went 0-17, he would have been fired twice.
Kendrick Perkins' take is pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean they ended up winning the world. They ended up winning the finals.
Kendrick Perkins is the basketball equivalent of Bart Scott, is it not?
Oh, it's like it's almost identical.
Yeah.
I wish they were going to match up in the next round, but it wouldn't fall that way.
Man, I think it's McClain here because, like, not only was he wrong, but he was incredibly wrong because he said that they could go 0-7. Like, he was making a hot take. He was making a hot take. Oh, they could go 0-17 and he wouldn't be fired. Well, they won 3 games and he still got fired.
But see, I think logically before the season, everyone would have said the Texans could go no matter what, are not going to fire their coach after one season for the second year in a row. Like, it seemed illogical. It only had ever happened before to the 49ers when they did it with Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly. So it seemed illogical that they would do this.
But Joe,
that's why
add
I get
on to
why
that.
He wrote it.
Then you take, you're right, but take all of the other things too. The Flores lawsuit, that's now pertinent, and that's something that would factor in. And all the different things about the way everybody was hyper-scrutinizing how if any coach loses his job and when he loses his job and the color of his skin. I think that too many people were like John McClain and had a like take. I think that Kendrick Perkins was the Bart Scott of the NBA, and I think that was outlandish. That's why I'll go with Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, so I'm the tiebreaker?
You think it was more likely? You think it was more like you think it was more popular to say what John said than what Kendrick said?
Yeah. I don't think anybody was going to take what Kendrick Perkins said. I think that there was a lot of people that believed that Lovie Smith wasn't going to lose his job no matter what he did.
Okay.
I'm going to side with Joel, and we're going to advance the 4 seed. Kendrick Perkins saying the Warriors would not win another title after Steph Curry got his new contract.
Did you see my man on Saturday Night Live's Kendrick Perkins impersonation?
Very good.
Really, really good. It's on my Twitter, at Pac-Man Joel, thumbs up.
Good plug.
You muted, though. It's going to be tough for me
to see.
Okay,
well, then unmute it just for a second and go find it. But it's really good.
Was the internet rumor true that he got fired? Or he was going to get fired?
I didn't hear that.
Did you see the internet rumor? Yeah. It was like a Twitter rumor that they were going to fire Kendrick.
Why?
You saw that too, Joe?
Yeah, I saw that because of some of the stuff he said about the MVP
voters. Oh, with
voters
that Jokic.
But is he,
the
did,
last
is
thing
he
I
going
read was that when they do their layoffs here in the next couple weeks, that he'll be called a cap casualty.
I got you. Because he's been on TV. He's been on TV since then. But that makes sense because I saw ESPN's about to do another round of layoffs.
And so. Big ones, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get him on to be a guest now. He's going to be
he's a local guy.
For work.
I got his number.
Those are really bad takes. Do we want him on the show?
He's fun.
Yeah,
I would.
Of course.
Yeah.
Great. He's a great interviewer.
Yeah. I got his number. I'll give it to you.
You listen to The Wheelhouse for 4 hours, don't you? I mean, bad takes is a prerequisite to do some afternoons on ESPN 975.
Wow.
All right. What's our 3-11? The 3 seed and the 11 seed, our final quarterfinal, playing for the right to be the final team that clinches a spot in the Final Four, Bad Take Boulevard bracket.
Our 3 seed, Desmond Howard, predicting Texas A&M would win the 2022-23 National Championship. The 11 seed, ESPN.
Amongst others, though, right?
Amongst others, yeah, I got to find it. Michigan, Baylor, Texas A&M. and I can't remember who the other one was, but there was no SEC team in his Final Four. And then our 11 seed is ESPN.com collectively grading the Russell Wilson trade as an A for the Broncos and a D plus for the Seahawks.
I love the idea of a Cinderella in the Final Four.
Jeremy, by the way, are you getting geared up like you're about to do starting lineups and get ready to game action with that tune in the background?
Sure.
Got a little Fat Pat banging in the background. I think this one is all Desmond Howard. I believe that the A&M take just turned out to be outlandish.
Both of these are bad. Here's where I'm at with this one, Blankers, and see if you agree. I like to take the victory lap on the Russell Wilson thing because we were unanimous.
Yes.
It was very unpopular at the time saying, we don't really like Russell Wilson. Why are they doing all this? And we can take a victory lap a little bit when it comes to Russell Wilson's failures in Denver. But that was one take. Like, Desmond Howard picked four teams that were all very, very bad. He picked four teams that were all bad, and none of them reached the college football
playoff. Yeah, we focus on the A&M part of this because he's picked them to win it all. But you're right. All four picks were pretty bad.
Yeah, like he was 0-4. Like the
and
ESPN
he's an expert analyst, too.
0-1. Yeah, he's on game day. Like, he's one of their top college football guys. Like, the Russell Wilson one to take is really, really bad, especially in hindsight. But it was 0-1. This is Desmond Howard going 0-4.
Again.
So I think the volume is why Desmond Howard should advance to the final.
And the barometer is also, too, were there others that backed up either take? Well, there was no one backing up Desmond Howard. There were others that thought this was a great move for the Broncos. There were national pundits and media people that were saying, oh, this is the move the Broncos had to make. They've been struggling to find a quarterback. Yeah, they gave up a little too much. But, yeah, they got their guy. This is going to make them better. And they're going to be in the discussion for the division now because of it. I think there were others as it relates to the Broncos and the Seahawks. I don't think anybody was jumping on that Desmond Howard bandwagon.
You're right. The Russell Wilson one was pretty popular.
Yep.
More people thought the Russell Wilson trade was going to be good for Denver. Many people thought Denver was going to make the playoffs because you're pairing him with that very good defense. Where I remember when Desmond Howard did this, everybody's like, what's Desmond Howard on? Is he microdosing anything? Like, he was bad at the time.
And to revisit in full, so he had Texas A&M and Pittsburgh playing on one side of the bracket and Baylor
Larry
and Michigan.
Larry Fitzgerald isn't walking through that door.
And Kenny Pickett was
walking
gone.
Through that door.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett was gone.
They had the ghost
Jordan
of
Addison
Keenan
transferred.
Slovis. So he had A&M, Pittsburgh, Baylor, Michigan with
Pitt's worse than A&M if we're being honest.
Yeah,
for sure.
But Baylor wasn't great this season. They're really bad. I think it's Desmond Howard.
Yeah, I do too.
Desmond Howard. I think Desmond Howard's unanimous. Desmond Howard's advancing to the Final Four.
Joe,
so he didn't get his Final Four
bad.
Right, but he's advancing to his Final Four. Yeah, we went chalk, didn't we? One, two, three, four.
Joe, your seedings are bad. You got it all wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4 have advanced to the Final Four.
Maybe the selection committee.
I'm just saying, you guys slandered the selection committee every time we did this.
Yeah.
And the selection committee won.
The selection committee got it right. We're straight chalk. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So are we doing the title on – are we doing the Final Four on Monday since that's when the national championship game is?
We got to do it on Championship Monday. Absolutely. Yeah. We got a bunch of bad takes that are on the queue for next Thursday anyways.
We do?
Yeah. Hi, Colin Coward. You'll be on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that MJ take, trash.
We're never short of bad takes. That's all I look at is other people's takes. We're never short on bad takes. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's put our money where our mouths are. We're going to have a Killer Bee Major League Baseball draft. We're going to take turns picking Major League Baseball teams. We got a point system in place. The winner is going to have lunch bought for them by the loser. Blankers hasn't agreed to it, but we'll talk him into it during the break. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees broadcasting live from Texas Tailgate, just a few blocks away from Minute Maid Park, ahead of opening day between the Astros and the White Sox. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Texas Tailgate. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It is Major League Baseball opening day, so Killer Bee is going to do a Major League Baseball draft. Each of us are going to pick teams, 8-round draft, picking teams. We got a point system in place. You get 1 point if you have a team that makes the playoffs. You get 3 points for a division winner. Then there's playoff add-ons. 1 point for reaching the LDS, 2 points for reaching the LCS, 3 points for reaching the World Series, 5 points for winning the World Series. Snake draft, 1 through 3, 8 rounds. Joe, have you already predetermined the draft order?
We're going to cut it down to 6 because we're going to do it in one segment.
Well, did you pick the draft order?
No, I did not pick the draft order. You guys selected the draft order because you guys did this exact same thing for the NFL season.
We drew Glenn Davis's because we had a Glenn Davis card there. And we just wrote 1, 2, 3 on the back of those Glenn Davis pamphlets, and then we drew it there like they were cards.
Well, we're going to
do the draw of Glenn Davis's.
So we're going to do the draft order based on how that one went. Nice. So the loser picks first.
That sucks.
So Jeremy,
that's really dumb.
You pick first.
Was just your roundabout way to call me a loser.
Yes, Jeremy, you pick first. I replace Brendan's team, so I pick second. Joel, you pick third, snake style.
That sucks.
All right, fair enough.
It's not fair enough, but go ahead.
Then lose. And
because all I do is win.
Do you want to trade?
You take the first pick. I'll take the
third.
Put
your hands up.
Do you want the first
put
pick,
Put your
Joel?
Hands up. No, leave them there. I'm here.
All right, Jeremy, he just wanted to complain. That's
six
all he
rounds.
Wanted to do.
Yeah,
he
so
didn't
what?
Care that
you
he was third, not first. He just wanted to complain.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I challenged you to make the trade. You didn't want to make the trade.
I like to bitch. Okay, good. Now we've solved that. Let's go.
You like the what?
I like to bitch.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you admit that.
I admit that.
Me too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right,
I'm glad you
Jeremy,
said
you're
that.
On the clock. We're doing 6 rounds. We got to roll.
Well, I'm taking the Houston Astros. Smart. Like, of course, I can't not take the Astros. I've already been criticized today that I only talk about them because I live in Houston.
Homer,
so I got to take the Houston Astros. I am an Astro homer. I'm willing to admit that. I'm not as big an Astro homer as I am as a Cougar homer, but I'm an Astro homer. That's fine. I'll take them with my first pick.
I'm up next. I didn't get to give my World Series prediction earlier, so I'll give it now. I have the Astros playing in the World Series and beating the San Diego Padres, so I'll select the Padres with my first pick.
Wow. All right.
Okay, I get 2.
You get the snake.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves, and I am going to take the New York Mets.
Verlander gets hurt. He takes the Mets still.
I still like their roster.
The
I like their lineup.
Mets.
I like them.
Who's closing games for New York? The Mets.
Doesn't matter. They're going to have such big leads because of their offense. It's not going to matter.
I don't like this. Right. I guess I'm taking the Yankees.
Ooh.
How'd that kick in the Jimmy feel?
I just didn't want to take them, but I guess I have to.
The overrated
Would you like
New
another,
York
sir?
Team off the board. I'm glad y'all took the New York team because I wanted nothing
they're
to
gonna
do.
They're going to win 90 games this year still.
Yeah, they're going to win 90 games and finish second in the American League East. Congratulations. You
Don't
took a second-place team with your second pick.
Right.
I'm taking the winners of the AL East. After you just took the second-place team in the AL East, I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
Toronto Blue Jays are going to – the Blue Jays are the second-best team in the American League, by the way. And now I'm going to take the third-best team in the American League, the Seattle Mariners. Third-best team in the American League.
I don't really like you for that.
Belong in Branham Stable.
Okay.
You don't like Seattle?
No, I don't like what you did there because I think it was well played. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I need a division winner here. I hate my grouping because I hate these teams. So
Your
I'm taking
the awful.
What? No, it's not.
Take the Rays.
The Yankees are still. I think the Yankees are going to win the division. So I think I have a division winner, and I'm going to pick the team I hate more than anyone on this planet, more than any team in the NFL.
Who took your catcher?
I'm just going to take the Cardinals.
Yeah,
that's a good pick. I was hoping I would get them in the fourth, which I figure was kind of not going to happen. I like the Cardinals a lot, actually. I think the Cardinals are really good.
I do too.
I think the Cardinals are the most underrated team in the National League.
I'm going to take the Phillies.
Okay.
I'm going to take the
Blanker's fifth. Taking all my overrated teams.
He took the entire AL East.
It's all right. If they all make the playoffs, I'm good.
Who did you take?
I took the Phillies. How's that the AL East?
You took the Braves.
That's why I was confused.
NL
East.
Yeah, at least I know the freaking league.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm an idiot.
Like I did. I like the bitch, and you're an idiot. Now we got things figured out.
Time's the charm. I am
How about
an
that?
Idiot.
And I'm going to take the I'm going to take the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay. I'm a little surprised you took the Guardians. Usually you like to chase stars.
No, I think that's a winnable division for them, and I like their pitching, although I don't like the fact that what's the name?
That's the first Central team off the board.
Yeah, let's
so
just go
you might
back
have just drafted
back.
A division winner.
I'm gonna draft in spite at this point and take the White
what
Sox.
What round is this? This is the fourth round?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy, did you see who he just picked? His favorite team.
I'll take the White Sox.
He picked his favorite team.
He did.
He picked his favorite team.
I need a division. I need division winning teams. I'm taking the White Sox.
I could have taken my favorite National League team and I didn't.
I hate the White Sox.
See, this, oh, man.
You love the White Sox. Dylan Cease is on your wall in your bedroom.
These are my last two picks?
No, we're going six rounds, so this is 4 and 5.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Man, I can't believe there's one team sliding, but I think this team is the most overrated team in baseball, so I really don't want to draft them. Sorry, Key. I used to love the Tampa Bay Rays whenever they were in the American League and the Astros were losing 100 games in the NL. I picked them as my AL team because of Jerry Hunsaker and Carl Crawford and Scott Kazmir. I don't know if I could pick them. I love my dude. Hashtag pay the man. I love mound visits. You know what? Because I value mound visits, Carlos Correa and the Minnesota Twins come on down to Jeremy Branham's stable. All right, I got to go one more. I got to go big game hunting here.
Well, there's one out there, Key.
Are you not going to take him?
I already said Key. I already used that pun in that
I
reference.
Said, so
no,
take
I'm
him.
Not.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm going to – you know what? I'm going to block because I think this team has a shot to win the division. I just said glowing things about St. Louis. But I think the favorite in the division is actually the Brew Crew, Milwaukee. They have very good top-end pitching. Their lineup kind of meh. Yelich
they're going to trade all those pitchers by the deadline. I already told you that.
Will they if they're leading the division?
Oh, yeah. Salary matters.
If they're leading the division, they're going to trade their top two starters.
Genuinely possibility. At least
because
a few
I think
of them.
You're wrong, I'm going to take Milwaukee here with my second-to-last pick. So give me the Twins and the Brewers on the swing.
This is just disgusting. I'll take the Dodgers.
Joe has every team he hates. He's got the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Cardinals, and the White Sox. You have every team you despise.
Like, what does this draft turn into for me? Like,
I have one more or two more?
You have two more, so you have one more
You
stick.
Have two. You get the swing here.
I'll take the Rays and the Angels.
Okay, those are good picks. Good value picks.
Yep.
I think both teams could make the playoffs.
I think that the Angels finally, and obviously the injury bug is what always hinders them, but I think that they actually spent wisely this offseason and they went and got pitching. Ohtani is Jeremy's favorite player for a reason. If Trout's with Trout and Rendon and the guys that they got, including a Hunter Renfroe pick that I really like, I think they and the Rays just find a way in the regular season to get into the playoff.
All right, yeah. I think the Rays could make the playoffs for sure. I think they could be a wild card. All right, Joe, your final pick.
I got no one else to hate, so I'll take the team I love. I'll take the Cubs.
Man, I was thinking about taking them with the final pick.
Yeah, that's why I figured. You know what? They added enough that there's a chance that if Stroman's good this year, like he's been today, they've got a shot at it. So I was down to two teams. The Cubs are one of them. So I'll take them.
All right, I think this is the final pick, right?
Yep.
Mr. Irrelevant. Can I take Cody Stutz to this pick, Mr. Irrelevant?
Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
I
can't go the Giants. They're going to be 0-1 after today.
You got to see the Arson Judge jersey?
What?
Arson Judge, who was it, Heyman? Or Nightingale tweeted Arson Judge has signed with
the
Giants.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Someone made an Arson Judge Giants jersey and they wore it to the
game.
That's
nice.
That's hilarious. I'm not going Giants. They're going to be 0-1 today. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. Rangers, I think we're going to flirt with 500 but not be a playoff team. Marlins, no.
I think there's one team to take here, to be honest. I'm not telling you who it is. Yeah.
I'm going to take the team that's going to be 1-0 at the end of the day. I'm going to take the team that has a leg up on every other team in baseball because they're going to start 1-0. I'm going to go with the upstart because I like Mike Elias, because he used to be the right-hand man of Jeff Luhnow, because I love this offense. I'm bullish about this offense with Cedric Mullins and Adley and Gunnar Henderson and Santander. Now, they don't have any pitching, but I think their offense could carry the Baltimore Orioles to a playoff spot, maybe the last wild card spot. Give me the Baltimore Orioles.
That was the team I was referencing.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Was it?
Yep. I think that was the easy next best pick. Adley Rutschman hit a home run hard today, his first opening day.
Was that Rutschman?
Yeah. He's a monster.
I had it in the corner of my eye. Uh-oh. Boston's mounting a comeback. They just hit a home run. Uh-oh. That was a ground rule double. All right, my stable is the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Mariners, the Twins, the Brewers, and the Orioles. Blank stable is the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies, the Rays, the Guardians, the Angels, and then Joe's stable is the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Cardinals, the White Sox, and the Cubs. Who had the best draft? 713-780-3776. Who's playing for second, Blankers or Joe George?
Who won the last one?
It was football. This is a different sport.
That's not the proper answer to the question, sir.
You're a leatherhead, Chief.
You won by a point. So like, it's not like it was by a wide margin.
Wins are wins, buddy.
That's a good
you
point.
Weren't even here. Win is a win is a win.
Blankers, you got daddy daycare going on?
I'm going to hang as long as I can. She's a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, all right.
She's on the way, but not close yet.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. All right, let's revisit our Astros predictions. Now that we're actually here, now that it's actually opening day, as I watch Jake Asman watch the Yankees game, now that it's actually Astros opening day, let's revisit our Astros predictions. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Texas Tailgate. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Lemmy said Blank Branham George on who won the draft. These guys are playing for second. I just love that Joe George picked his favorite team, the Chicago
White
Sox.
What a loser pick.
What was I supposed to do? I needed to pick a team that I thought was going to win the AL Central. I wasn't going to pick the bum-ass Twins.
Twins are pretty good.
They were
good.
Already taken, weren't they?
No, they went right after me.
He picked the White Sox before the Twins. Joe, on two separate occasions, picked a team in a division that's going to finish worse in a division that was selected right after them. He picked the White Sox ahead of the Twins. Twins are going to be better than the White Sox. Mm-hmm. And he picked the Yankees ahead of the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are going to be better than the Yankees.
I don't agree with that. The Blue Jays are one of those teams that we keep hyping up every single year, and they just don't perform. And, like, if this is Gerrit Cole today, opening day record for Yankees franchise history for strikeouts. Like, that's a guy that, you know.
He's peaked.
How many guys are in a rotation?
Five.
Okay.
MLB says that's the best rotation in baseball,
that's
the
wrong.
New York Yankees.
What's the rest of the Yankees rotation look like after Gerrit Cole? Nestor the Molester.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Severino
sure
is hurt.
To say that?
Luis Severino is hurt.
Yeah, he is.
So Carlos is Frankie Rondon Montas. Is hurt.
Yeah, Montas is hurt.
Montas is hurt.
They're gonna start Domingo German or Herman. However you say his name. Is it a silent G? Is he a silent G?
Yes, it's Herman.
Is he move in silence? Okay. Herman. Domingo Herman. Doesn't matter because Domingo Herman is gonna get lit up. And then Clark Schmidt. Like, their rotation outside of Gerrit Cole is bad.
I'm aware, but it'll get better.
What?
I don't give a Schmidt.
Yeah, that's, you got to be careful.
Clark Schmidt? Who the hell is that?
Do you ever watch that show on Netflix?
The answer is no. You already know that.
Blank Creek. Did you watch that one, Joe George?
Oh,
I forget.
You
I can't
can say
Blank
that.
About TV.
No, you can't. I mean, you can.
I don't think you can.
As long as make it plural.
By the way.
Joe is freaking out right now.
Did you hear what Cody said yesterday?
Oh, rhymes with punt?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Time out. That did not happen.
Yes, it did, but it happened the day before. They brought it up again yesterday.
No, it happened yesterday. No, I think it was the first time. He was talking about a punt and being able to pin a dude or a team deep, and instead of saying coffin corner, he said coffin punt, but a word that rhymes with punt. He got tongue twisted.
I thought
so
they brought it up yesterday.
I thought it was him yesterday.
And BK, and they brought it up to Jake because Jake missed it. Oh no, Jake was laughing and couldn't stop.
It was the original yesterday. Andrew Carlson's here. He can bring his.
It happened yesterday.
Oh, did it
for the first time
early?
Yes. No, in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Where were you?
So I was moving food from that J Bar M had brought over from the conference room to the bullpen area, so it could be easily grabbed and eaten by members of the show. And while I'm moving this food, I did not expect Cody to drop a C-bomb on us.
Oh, man.
That is an FCC cage rattler right there.
Is Cody going to be here today?
He will be, yes.
He was here this morning for the P.F. Chang's drop-off. I don't know if he'll be there for the wheelhouse.
I'm sad I missed that. I love P.F. Chang's.
Yep.
And Joe.
It
Joe,
was incredible.
Course, Joe,
it was very good.
Joe.
I missed it, too, because by the time I walked in 15 minutes after delivery, it was gone.
I didn't know if it was an hour and a half after delivery time.
Jeremy, there were, like, troughs of food that were no longer in existence.
I didn't know if you were coming in today or not.
So way to make up for it. Jeez.
I thought you were going to be on remote.
Good Lord. You hammered everything.
I did not hammer
I wish you would have saved us a plate. I would have swung on by.
We fed the office.
They have six tins of chocolate cake for you.
Dude, they're like massive pieces of chocolate cake. Like, it's like a half a cake, and they brought six boxes.
Six of them. Cody took one home, but there's five
RJ
more.
RJ took one home, too.
Yeah, okay, so there's four more.
Man, sounds good. I'm sad that I missed that. 1509 says that the Yankees signed Trevor Bauer. Will they reclaim the most hated team title?
No,
maybe,
but
probably
close.
I think a lot of people still hate the Yankees.
I do. I agree.
Like, they're the evil empire. They're forever going to be the evil empire. I know the Astros are like the flash in the pan antagonist, but the Yankees are still, I think, at the top of that list.
Yeah. I think when you got Trash Man as your general manager making stupid quotes and, you know, and the media overhyping everything that they do, and then if they go and get a guy that's that despised by a ton of people, yeah, I think they would be pushing the envelope to get the title back.
3780 says the Blue Jays are the Cowboys of Major League Baseball. They're the Texas Longhorns of Major League Baseball. This guy has no respect for Joe Carter. No respect for Joe Carter.
World
All right,
Series
Joe,
champion.
Back-to-back, right?
With the one of the most dramatic moments in sports, the home run that won it.
I think it's the only walk-off home run
I believe that's true.
In World Series history in a Game 7. Cito Gaston, the manager, is that right?
Yes, yes.
It was Cito?
Robbie Alomar at second base, right?
Was he there already?
I think so.
I used to love Robbie Alomar. That dude was so good until he spit in the face of an umpire.
He sure
did. All right, Joe, what are we revisiting here? What predictions are we reliving on the Killer Bees for the next 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think we should we redo our Jose Altuve predictions?
Because of his average and everything?
Probably should.
And because of being out so long?
Yeah.
It's fine.
So I pulled it up here just because he's really the only guy I think we should reevaluate. Because we included injuries for Brantley, McCullers, and Alvarez. So I think we need to redo Jose Altuve. We had him at 285, 26 home runs, 65 RBIs.
Oh, man, this could be tough because you don't know exactly how many games he's going to miss.
Or we just take him off the list?
17 home runs, 41 RBIs.
I mean, if he's missing 2 months, if he's back on June 1st, now he could be back sooner. That's probably, what, 55 games or so? 54 games or so? That's a third of the season still.
Yeah, two-thirds of the season. I think he gets 15.
You just prorate it.
Yeah, 15 home runs and 41 RBI.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Whatever okay. Two-thirds is, just do two-thirds.
All right, we can do that. The only other one we did not do this season.
Are we keeping the average? Are we keeping the Altuve average there?
I'm fine with that, 285.
I'm fine with him, 285, yeah.
I'm fine with it as long as they do the ramp up right. If they bring him back too early, I think you're looking at a 275.
Do we need to like?
I think if they bring him back too late, you're looking at 305.
Should we reevaluate when Jose Altuve actually comes back?
Let's reevaluate. Yeah,
can't wait for that segment. Radio Gold.
Well, we got to talk about Jose Altuve. We did all these predictions. We got to get it right.
You don't think when he comes back, we'll be talking about Jose Altuve?
Our Twitch chatters will be upset if we're not tracking it this year. So okay.
Then we better do it.
We got to appease the ones that matter the most.
Texters?
I forgot that you guys have that debate, Texters versus Twitchers. Who matters.
We know where our bread is buttered in both cases.
Yeah. The only other person we didn't do for our predictions this year that I think we need to squeeze in real quick is Hunter Brown. We did not do one for him. How many wins this year and what's his ERA?
Oh, boy.
Man, see, this one's tough, too, because of the pitch count. Like, Dana Brown's ain't going to be on a pitch count.
Right, but it's like three starts out of.
Is that pitch count? No, I think that they'll monitor him really all year. Like, I don't think the Astros are going to be reckless in Hunter Brown's innings usage. I think they'll limit him all season long. They don't want a rookie to throw 180 innings.
I agree with that.
Like, I think he's going to be closer to like 140, 150.
So the win
total
is going to be down.
I think the win total is going to be down, yeah, because he's not going to go deep into games.
Right.
You know, if you're not going deep into games, it's harder and harder to get wins.
You get to double digits?
I don't think so.
I was going to say 8.
9?
Yeah, I'll go with 9 as well.
Yeah,
I can't
fine.
Price is right you because I can't go double digits. Yeah, I'm good with 9. Because, I mean, it's going to be tough for him to win games if he's going 5 innings.
So 9 wins, the ERA is tricky, too.
See, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good for a rookie. I'm not calling him Justin Verlander. Now, does he pitch more innings than Justin Verlander? Fair question, 713-780-3776. I don't think he's going to be like – he's not going to be pitching anywhere near his best. He's only a rookie. He's going to have some learning curves, all of that.
Under 4?
Pardon the pun. I think it is under 4, though.
I think just barely.
Did we do Urquidy, Joe George?
Yeah, Urquidy, we had 12 wins with a 3.98 ERA.
See, I was thinking 3.95 for Hunter Brown.
Did you do it individually or just the average?
I just combined them down to the average.
Okay, because that seems high for Urquidy at 3.98. I'll go Hunter Brown 3.91, a 3.91 ERA for Hunter Brown.
We'll just make this one easy. I'll call it 393 and split the difference.
And that's the winner.
And then that becomes the winner.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're predicting Hunter Brown to have a 393 ERA. I'd take that for
nine wins.
I like that. I think that's right on. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. So, I have everything here. We didn't do center field and catcher just because we don't know who's going to be
playing.
Well,
we were planning on Jake starting tonight and being a full season of Jake Meyer.
That's why it was useless to do catcher because we didn't know who was going to be the catcher. We don't really know who's going to be the center fielder.
I like the bit.
If you want to do one more, we could do Ryan Pressly.
Oh, how many saves is Ryan Pressly ERA this
and
year?
Saves.
Make it quick.
Go ahead, Blankers.
What do you have? What did he have last year?
Google.com.
No, I can't because I have to go out. I have to leave .com.
He had a 298 ERA last year with 33 saves.
275 and 38 saves.
I'll take that.
I say he lands on the IL at least once. I'll go 36 saves with a 242 ERA.
Whoa. No,
I think he's
going to
be way better than he was last year. Last year, he was like battling the knee injury early on. He finished really strong. He was good in the WBC. I think Presley's going to have a better year than he did a year ago.
All right.
Ryan Stressley is going to have a better year than he did a year
258
ago.
258 ERA, 37 saves. That's like our official prediction. Done.
There you go. Killer Bee's right. 713-780 ESPN. HRP listener line. 713-780-3776. All right. When we come back, we're going to guess what the Will House will talk about in their opening segment. Also, the five most overrated teams in Major League Baseball, according to Branham. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Texas Tailgate. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone, and the Astros walk him off in game one. Yordan Alvarez, are you kidding me?
In the air, deep left center field, hit well, Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh, Jeremy Pena sends one to the seats. And the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning.
Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over. And the Houston Astros win the American League pennant.
Real Muto.
Bouncing ball to third. Caught by Bregman. Fred Cross in time. The Astros have a World Series no-hitter.
On a 2-1, Alvarez. It's a high drive center field. Veerling's back. This game is turned upside down!
There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker! This time they finish the job! The Houston Astros, world champions!
Oh, well done by Joe George. Very good production element to the Killer Bees. Killer Bees broadcasting live Texas Tailgate on Texas Ave. This is the spot to be. Get your pregame drinks. Looking for a spot to pregame before you head over to the Astros and White Sox opening day. Minute Maid Park just a few blocks away. This is the spot. Food trucks outside. Anything from crawfish, anything from tacos, anything in between as well. All brought to you in part by Site Jab as well. I want to thank them for having us out here. It's been a fantastic time. Yesterday, Joe George, Blankers guessed what was the Wheelhouse opening segment. He nailed it. He said the 26-man roster was going to – we were wrong. I forget what your guess was. I think I piggybacked off of yours. We were terribly wrong.
I think I went with – because there was an interview with Cal McNair that had just dropped like right before the show, so I went with that.
Oh, yeah, I was reading that Q&A with Brooks Cabina and Cal McNair today. Cal and Hanna don't really see eye to eye a whole lot. They're contradicting themselves in that Q&A nonstop. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. What do you think that they the Wheelhouse will lead off with today, their opening segment?
This is a real challenging one. I had to think long and hard. Opening day.
It's got to be opening day. Jake's over here giving the football gesture like he's throwing a pass like Aaron Rodgers. He's giving the basketball gesture like his – well, Aaron Rodgers is his favorite quarterback of all time, and Quentin Grimes is his favorite basketball player of all time. So he's giving the Aaron Rodgers throwing gesture, and he's giving the Quentin Grimes jump shot gesture. He's saying it could be either one of those two. There's no doubt. Lead story today is opening day.
I will say that it's A.J. Hawk was doing his weekly or just his daily stuff with McAfee, and he said that it's – oddly quiet, the Aaron Rodgers stuff.
That means it's about to go down. Like, anything you hear, anything that is said, that means nothing. We spent so much time criticizing Ryan Poles for always mishandling how the number one pick's going to be traded. He's talking way too much, and then he makes a sweetheart deal for Chicago. Like, all of that stuff is fluff. All that stuff's BS. Give me the real stuff. Give me tangible stuff. Give me actual stuff. Here's an outside one, a dark horse candidate, Joe George. It was Anthony Richardson Pro Day today.
Oh.
It was Anthony Richardson Pro Day today.
I just
looked really good in short and T-shirt. He hit the roof with a football. He's got a cannon for an arm.
I think it's like a minus 200 favorite that they open with opening day.
It's got to be minus 1,000.
It's
got to be minus 1,000. It's a slam
dunk. You're right.
Pardon the pun.
No, it's got to be. It's opening day. It's the injured list guys, what it means for their return, how long they're going to be out for. Like, that to me seems like a no-brainer.
Whatever is second on the board is like plus 2,000, but what is second on the board? Is it Anthony Richardson Pro Day?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Is it D'Amico Ryans getting the gold Astros jersey?
No.
All right.
I did see an interview. I didn't even listen to it yet because I'm focused on the Astros only. I don't care about the Texans today. Something about D'Amico taking a quarterback at 2. It's more obvious than ever, some interview he did. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw James Palmer on NFL Network. He was. They were talking about what the Houston Texans, or he thinks that the Houston Texans view from their quarterback. He's like, well, you know, Brock Purdy has leadership. Brock Purdy has this. Brock Purdy has that. They're drafting Bryce Young. It's funny to me how you can paint the picture to however you want to paint the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so, too. It's just, I'll be disappointed if they open football. I'm going to be honest.
There's no chance.
No, because all that matters is opening day. Like, this is the best time of year. They're not doing the rings today, right? That's tomorrow?
I don't know.
I think today's just the banner reveal and the players get the rings tomorrow. I could be wrong.
If they opened Astros yesterday, they're opening Astros today.
The real question is, that we haven't talked about today, is there a malfunction tonight with the reveal, like there was in 2017?
I would like to think they would learn their lesson.
It looks like it's set up differently.
How so?
It doesn't look like it's just a guess from what I've seen from the photos, but I don't think it's covered in the way that it was. It looks like it's something that's more easily removable, so there's not going to be that issue.
Last time they had it like in plastic wrap, and they couldn't get that thing off of that.
It was awesome. It was hilarious.
You want to hear my most overrated teams, Major League Baseball, this year? Now, I only have four because I had a tough time coming up with a fifth one. But I have four overrated teams in Major League Baseball. You want to go 1 through 4 or 4 through 1?
Let's go 4 through 1.
All right. Fourth on this most overrated list in all of Major League Baseball, a team that has the fifth best odds in the National League to win it all, to win the World Series. I think the Philadelphia Phillies are overrated.
Agreed.
They were really good last year. They were able to find that run after they fired Girardi. But they also had Bryce Harper, who had an unbelievable year. Yeah, he was only a DH, but he was in the lineup every day. Bryce Harper is going to be gone to potentially the summer. They're trying to downplay the whole Rhys Hoskins thing. Oh, we'll be fine with Rhys Hoskins. He can't defend, but he could hit. Like, Rhys Hoskins was a huge offensive weapon for them, was one of their top five hitters last year. So they're without two of their top five starters. Ranger Suarez, kind of a middle-of-the-rotation guy. He's hurt to start the season. You know, they don't really have that dominant bullpen, at least I don't think. I think the Philadelphia Phillies are overrated going into the 2023 season.
Only thing that saves them is if Trey Turner is as hot as he was during the World Baseball Classic, he might be able to carry that team for a little bit before Harper comes back. But even then, remember, Harper is going to come back and only be a DH.
Right.
Like, it's going
to be. That doesn't bother me as much.
I think it should with Schwarber out there. I think it makes
Yeah, Schwarber is a liability.
You're lesser of a team with Schwarber in the outfield than Bryce Harper as your DH. We saw it in the playoffs last year. Like, we saw it here at Minute Maid. I can't remember who hit it against the Crawford boxes, but Schwarber made an awful play.
Yeah, so. See, I was thinking about it more from, like, losing Bryce Harper defensively. Like, so what? Big deal. He's not a gold glove guy. But whenever you drop from Harper to Schwarber, that's a huge gap. So, that's a good point. That's a good point. And plus, like, Wheeler is a dude who always seems like he has something bothering him. I don't trust him to throw 180 innings. I love Nola, but Nola's one guy. I don't really love the rest of that rotation. I think the Phillies are overrated. All right, my third most overrated team, Joe George, is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers have tied for the third best odds to win the World Series. They let everybody leave. They let Turner leave. He's no longer there. Their middle infield, can you name their middle infield right now? Like, you can't. They have a bunch of old dudes, too. Their biggest free agent acquisition in terms of a bat was J.D. Martinez. They're running Will Smith out there. They're still running Max Muncy out there. I think it's a team that's gotten older, their lineup isn't nearly as deep, and their pitching staff without Walker Buehler really doesn't. I mean, Urias is not bad. Dustin May, not bad. I just don't feel like they're nearly as dominant as they once were. I think they're going to struggle to be a playoff team, much less win the World Series.
Yeah, I do think so. They were the team that when we just did our draft 2 segments ago, I didn't really want to take, and there's a reason why they fell to the fourth round of the six we did. And I think you're right about what you said yesterday, that this season's a throwaway. And they didn't spend money. They didn't go after Judge, Correa, any of these guys because they know they're getting Ohtani.
I think so, too. I think they're saving up. I think they're saving up for Shohei Ohtani. That's why they let all these guys go. I got to name my second most overrated team. I got to say it really quietly. The New York Yankees, the second most overrated team in baseball. They have the second best odds to win it all. I love Gerrit Cole. I'm sorry. I'm one of the rare Houstonians that still likes Gerrit Cole, namely because he's really good at pitching. Had a really good outing today. The rest of the rotation right now is shaky. Now, a lot of it's because of injury. They don't think Severino's injury is going to cost them a lot of games. They don't think Carlos Rendon's injury is going to cost them a lot of games. But Rendon and Severino are guys that usually miss a lot of games. So the fact that they're starting the year on the IL concerns me about their long-term future. They have Cortez, who, like, he was really good last year. Would it shock you if last year's Cortez was his career year? Wouldn't shock me. The rest of the rotation, I don't really trust. And then, look, Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. He's phenomenal. Best hitter in all of baseball. The rest of that lineup doesn't scare me. We saw tons of holes in that lineup last year, especially in the playoffs. Yeah, they get DJ LeMahieu back, who's a good professional hitter. Can Torres kind of turn the corner and elevate his game offensively? How good's Volpe going to be? I just don't think the Yankees are as good as a lot of people think they are.
Fair. Now I see why you hated my draft, because you're just listing the teams I picked.
The bottom of that Yankee lineup, too, though, it's like Donaldson. They're starting a rookie in left field. Volpe, I think, is going to turn out to be a really good player. I don't know if he's going to hit much in his rookie season.
Yeah, Bader's hurt.
Bader's hurt. I kind of like Bader, too. I think Bader's a good piece on a winning team.
Yeah, I think
they're going to get him back at some point. I think he's solid, too. I wouldn't have hated if the Astros traded for Bader last year. To be honest with you, Bader would be the best center fielder on this team.
Yeah, it was just weird because they traded for him and he didn't play for 2 months.
Yeah.
Because he was hurt, and then he's hurt
again. Pretty good pitcher. And they gave up a pretty good pitcher.
They clearly didn't think so. Like, that's one of the reasons why I like the Cardinals, because I liked Jordan Montgomery last year.
Montgomery's a good – if you have Montgomery as your fourth starter, you can do far worse.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Jose Urquidy to me. Like, he's not a dude that's going to go out and win a game, but he's going to be a dude that can keep you in a game. And then my most overrated team – maybe I just hate New York – the New York Mets. And this was before the Justin Verlander news. And hopefully Verlander, it's not a serious thing. But I just don't trust two 40-year-old pitchers at the top of a rotation. I've said that a lot this offseason. Max Scherzer was dinged up a lot last year. I don't love the way Verlander finished last year. Remember, he had the calf injury. His postseason was kind of mediocre. And then the bottom half of that Mets lineup, not a huge fan. So the Mets. Most overrated team, I think, in Major League Baseball. All right, it's going to do it for us. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Andrew Carlson, our engineer today out at Texas Tailgate. Thanks to the assistant to the regional manager, Joe George. For Blank, I'm Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston, from J-Bar M. Coming up next from Texas Tailgate on Texas Avenue, it's The Wheelhouse on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.